Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So some friend of Bert's, I think, or something, was telling him and Stacy a story and blah, blah, blah. And then it turned out in the relationship there was a gray area. Like the guy or the girl was like, should I stay with him? Because, I mean, they didn't do anything that bad, but this is what they did, and it seems kind of weird. So I don't know if I should break up with them. And, you know, that when the area is gray like that, there's a lot of different levels. Like, how long have you been together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you really, like, do you think this is the one? Blah, blah, blah. So they were trying to evaluate all that, and Bert decided that would be a great segment for the show. Like, we'll act as judge and jury. You bring us your gray area. You bring us your confusion, and we will evaluate, do you stop dating that person?
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing right now. You're more than welcome to join in. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Welcome to the Bert Show.
Thank you.
We are ready to tell you if you should stop dating the guy.
Okay. Well, this happened a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It was a Friday night. I decided to stay in. And my boyfriend, I called him, and we just hadn't spoken that evening. Well, at about 5:30 in the morning, I get a phone call, and I didn't answer because I had shut my phone off. Well, it was him leaving a voicemail saying that he's really sorry he didn't call me back, that, you know, he had fallen asleep, and he was really sorry. So I thought nothing of it and got up the next day, and about 6 hours later, he called me back, and said, you know, hey, babe, you know, I need to tell you something. I went out last night, and I didn't think that you would want to know about it, or I didn't want to tell you because I thought you'd get upset because of the people I was going out with. And I was a little bit caught off guard because I didn't know that he had gone out in the first place, and I was a little thrown off by the fact that he would lie to me.
But he lied to you, then he corrected the lie within a few hours?
Yes.
And who was he going out with that would have bothered you?
It was just one of his guy friends who was single, and he was somewhat of a ladies' man, I guess.
Were any of his, like, old girlfriends or girls involved in it at all?
No, nobody, no, well, not that I know of.
I'll give you my perspective. The girls might have a different perspective, but from my perspective, I think the fact that he came back 12 hours later and told you the truth is actually a good sign, because it means he wasn't comfortable telling you a little white lie. So I would actually look at that. And if you really like this guy, this is going to be the only piece of advice you listen to, because I'm saying something good. But I think the fact that he fixed it in a fairly short amount of time is a good thing, unless he realized that he ran into someone that you guys mutually know.
Right. Exactly what I was thinking.
Then he's covering his bases.
Yeah.
Because he did call you at 5:30 in the morning, which means he didn't get home until 5:30 in the morning. So he was out until 5:30 with somebody and something.
Details. Why are you women always so observant?
Well, and that was the thing I was thinking, too, is he was piecing back together the night and thinking, oh, my gosh, I ran into her friends.
I ran into Melissa and Katie Jo, and oh, my God, when they get to the office, they're going to tell
blah,
blah, blah.
They're going to tell her. Right. Yeah. I think he was sort of covering his butt. And I think, why would he have a problem telling you he was out with one of his guy friends if there weren't other women involved?
No, I'm just more worried about, like, okay, well, if you can lie to me about that now, like, and you can call and leave a voicemail on my phone to, you know, lying to me, like, is that going to be an issue later?
How long have you guys been together?
Only a few months.
My opinion, yes, you should stop dating him. It's only you only have a couple months invested.
Yeah.
The fact that like a couple months into it, he shouldn't be uncomfortable telling you about any guy that.
But
he's
I would
about.
Get it. But you know, I don't know. I would get in. I would dig deep into it. You know, like have a conversation with him about. You know, kind of nip it in the bud if you want to continue the relationship. Talk about how uncomfortable you were with him lying and demand the truth.
Jen.
I say move on.
Melissa.
I still say have a conversation with him and give him one more chance.
Wendell.
I say let it go.
Three, dump him. One, hang on.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
So what Wendy, is the official title of this segment? Is should I still date him?
Okay.
We need a catchy alliteration radio name so we can make a jingle for it.
Okay.
Hey, Wendy, Angela here needs to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Angela, you are voice disguised.
Great. Okay.
All right. Your question, should I dump this guy? What has he done?
He has bad breath. I mean, you know, really bad breath.
Like medical bad breath?
Well, you know, at first, I thought it was medical bad breath, but the more, you know, I got into him, I think it's his hygiene altogether, you know? Like, he told me he didn't smoke cigarettes, and, you know, one day we were just, like, laying around, and I was trying to figure out where this smell was coming from, and it was coming from his mouth, you know? And so I kind of got an attitude, and he goes, well, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, your breath smells horrible. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry I'm offending you. And I said, well, I have some extra toothbrushes in there. And he goes, oh, well, I don't use that type of toothbrush. I mean, so, like, what type of toothbrush do you use? Do you use a toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he jumps up and he gets the toothbrush. And, you know, it still didn't make a bit of difference. And the next time, you know, we were together, he had, like, it was like a musty body odor, you know. Just, like, it wasn't really, like, extreme stench. But, you know, he smelled kind of sweaty or whatever.
Now I know people are gonna call up with all these medical issues. And
well,
go,
how long have y'all been dating?
For about 3 months.
See, he's putting his best foot forward. This is what Bert would say: is like he's giving you his best,
effort in the first year.
Yeah.
Unless, well, 100 people are gonna call up and go, it's medical. It could be medical.
Let me tell you more. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just come up with that he's just not a clean person.
Oh.
You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, like he came over to spend the night or whatever, and he only bought a shirt.
Like no clean
boxers.
And
I'm like, well, where are your underwear, your pants? Well, I'm just going to change shirts.
I think you've already
to go to work the next day.
You kind of already convinced yourself.
Yep, you know the answer.
And like I said,
and I think
if you've
already brought it to his attention with the breath thing and with the not bringing a clean pair of drawers thing and whatever it is, like you've already brought it to his attention and nothing's changed.
So what do you got? What? Nothing has really changed. Well,
dump him. You only
really.
Got.
What do you guys think?
Dump him. You got 90 days in it. It's not worth it.
Well, the one thing I will say is I think it's worth a conversation, an honest conversation where you're not accusing him, like kind of like Melissa said for the last one, because I think this is something he can change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if the guy before is like lying and running around and whatever and just trying to cover his butt, like I'm not sure he can change that, but like. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy could brush his teeth and Listerine more. He could go to the dentist and fix a bad tooth. He could, you know, shower it up more and buy him some body scrub.
But he would be doing that. Yeah. He would be doing that already.
But it's
also,
changeable.
You know,
it's easily changeable.
He's lived in this apartment for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's only vacuumed his floors like twice.
Hell no. Okay.
Bye-bye.
I think that if he's not trying to impress her now, he never will.
Yeah,
and he'll expect her to do all the cleaning if they got together.
True.
Paul just named our segment. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
I'm a little surprised, man, that you didn't catch the obvious here.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
You just got to call it, should I stay or should I go? You know, or should I go?
Brilliant. And next time we do it, we'll have the song handy. Awesome.
Perfect.
Paul gets naming rights for that. That'll earn
you. Good job, Paul.
You can listen to the show for the rest of the day absolutely free.
You just got the golden gobble, and you don't know what that is, but
Hey, Mary, welcome to the show. Oh, voice disguiser from Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
What's going on?
My fiance and I, we've been engaged now for a while. It was a long engagement. And one night we were sleeping, and I awoke to him groping me in a very intimate way. And he assumed that I was sleeping. And let's see.
Was he awake?
He was fully awake.
And he knew you were asleep.
And he knew that I was asleep, and I pretended go along with just to see what he was going to do, and let's just say it wasn't above the waist groping, below the waist. And
do you think maybe he was just hoping that you guys
you
could
would wake up and have a little in the middle of the night thing?
You guys
think?
Could have a little
yeah
midnight delight.
What bothered me about it was that he didn't seem to be interested in waking me up. That didn't sit well with me.
Is this activities you guys had participated in before in waking hours?
No. Seldom, but not that often. I guess the thing that stood out in my mind was that he didn't seem like he was interested in waking me up. He was okay with me being asleep. And
this was stuff you hadn't done before?
No.
So he was trying to get somewhere while you were asleep that you wouldn't have let him go when you're awake. That's what I'm trying to establish.
No, it was just regular. It would have been regular run-of-the-mill stuff if I was awake.
Oh, I just, still think there's a part of me that he was trying to wake you up.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's an unusual male activity.
If
positive. You know what?
Middle of the night.
I'm positive.
Yeah, we're after 8:30, so this is the more adult portion of the show. Middle of the night, Nookie is normal.
Surprise wake up.
Right? Surprise wake up. But if you're concerned he was trying to cross a line you wouldn't let him cross when you're awake, then I understand the disturbing part of it.
Have you talked to him about it?
I think that had he woke me up and asked me, then he might have felt, and I don't know if I can say that I would have said it, but he might have felt like I would have said no.
You're engaged, and he should have woken you up and asked you permission to start something?
Yeah, I think
well, no, she was awake. It would have been okay if he had woke me up, but it seemed like he was just...
You were awake.
I was, but he didn't know
he
that.
He thought she was
asleep. He wanted...
Right. So when I played along just to see what he was going to do, so yes, I was awake to see what he was going to do, and he kept on, and then when I woke up and I said, what were you doing? Why, if it was okay, if it was something you didn't think was out of the ordinary, he apologized about it. And I didn't even ask for an apology. And he just kept saying, oh, I'm so sorry, and I feel so embarrassed.
Well, it's probably based on your reaction. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I think,
I'm sorry.
I don't think you need to break up with him, but I think you need to have a discussion about your intimate life, because I am fairly certain that for some guys, they might find it acceptable to attempt to wake up the woman in their bed that way in hopes of engaging in further activities. And the guy would not find it offensive at all unless the girl woke up really offended. Mm-hmm. So I do think you owe it to yourself and to him to have a conversation.
Especially if you're engaged.
If you're engaged
and it's,
I don't know. I just
Like, let's combine the segment we did earlier. Like, if he called up for Am I Normal, I would say yes, you are.
I would say yes.
Because it's not just guys that try that.
All right.
So, by the way. If you're engaged and he has to, if he has to wake you up to ask your permission to try to start something, then I question the relationship.
Because sometimes that's a nice surprise to be woken up in that way. You're like, hey, well, how are you?
I think that questions our relationship.
Let me call you a wrecker.
No need to.
I don't have a phone.
Okay.
I'm the voice disguiser from Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
So we've been together a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And for the last year and a half, there's been no action.
Okay.
Like anything.
Are you only trying to get at her in the middle of the night? Because she doesn't like that.
She just called a few minutes ago. She's wondering the same thing.
It's not like that. Everything else is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Everything else.
Wait a second. How long have y'all been together total?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. You've been living together for 2 of them, but you only were doing it for the first year, and for the last year and a half, you stopped doing it?
Yes.
And are you doing anything else other than it?
Just normal stuff. I mean, nothing. Like, other than that, everything else is fine.
Okay, so something's not fine.
Your relationship is fine, but you're just not being intimate.
Ooh. Correct.
Have y'all talked about this?
Yes, she thinks it's perfectly normal.
She's your roommate, not your girlfriend.
She's wrong.
Well, that's what I said, but, that's how it is.
Does she have any sort of like medical problem or anything like that in the area?
I mean,
I don't know why I did that accent.
I know.
Down there.
In the certain vicinity.
If this was a girl calling about a guy, we'd automatically say he's cheating. So what is your feelings on her cheating on you?
I hadn't thought about it.
It might
you have not thought about your girlfriend, and you have not had sex in a year and a half, and you haven't thought about her being with somebody else?
I hadn't really.
It might be a double standard, but my first thought is she's just not into you.
Like, to you me, guys, my thought is she's just not into sex, period.
Or sex with him.
That's not the case.
Well, they did it for an entire year.
Wait a second.
Year.
It's not the case that she's not into sex?
Yeah, that's not the case.
Why?
I know, because she was into it the first year.
Yeah, here's my thing is...
Then she is doing it with somebody else.
Not necessarily. She could just be over him. She could be...
A year?
He could be a friend. Yeah, people can go a year without having sex. Single, if she's thinking...
Hey, I did it.
No, well, I know. I agree with Jeff that people can, but not while they're in a relationship.
Not while they're living with somebody.
I don't think she's living with... I think she has a roommate. I think she's got a best friend who hangs out with her and buys her dinner, and they hang out together.
You think it's a problem that she's not attracted to Mike?
She's not into it. She may or may not be having a relationship outside of it, but I think you should dump her because... I just don't think she's into it, regardless of whether or not there's somebody on the side.
It's obviously bothering you. I mean, do you want to go the rest of your life without
doing it?
I don't know. I love her.
I mean, a woman can go, you know, longer, I think, than a guy, but not in a relationship, living together for a year and a half. Like, it just, yeah, I think there's an issue. There's a problem. It's not okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
If you should say or should you go, go.
I say go.
Wendy?
Go. Have a conversation first.
Jeff?
Go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bert Show.